State lawmakers were able to wrap up their 105-day legislative session on time this year. Washington has a newly approved $52.4 billion budget, along with several new laws. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us live to talk about what lawmakers were able to get done, as well as what was left out for another session. Austin, let's do a quick recap of the budget. What were some of the big-ticket items in the spending plan?
Yeah, Kristen, so if you're looking at just big increases in spending, perhaps not surprising that about $4 billion of this new spending goes into K-12, and that's to maintain the state's commitment to the McCleary school funding lawsuit, which is now over with, but the price tag for that carries on. So this includes salaries, cost of living raises, as well as other K-12 funding. $450 million to pay for state employee pay increases and health care benefits that were negotiated as part of union contracts. This budget includes about $280 million for behavioral health, mental health. That includes increasing staff at the state psychiatric hospitals, funding to comply with a settlement in a lawsuit involving inmates with serious mental illness who languish in jails. There's money for to raise the rates for child care providers to help prevent and fight wildland fires, housing assistance and services to people who are homeless, and also additional reimbursement rates for some of the highest needs foster care kids, many of whom are living in out-of-state facilities right now.
And we've had your reporting on that issue as well. So there were several measures that passed this session, including changes to the three strikes rule, removing the philosophical or personal exemptions for the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, and creating a first-in-the-nation long-term care benefit program. How will that program work?
Right. So, of course, this is in response to the fact that we've got an aging population in this country and certainly in this state. And long-term care insurance, if you buy it on the private market, is expensive. So beginning in 2025, this is a program that would provide individuals up to about $36,000, which in the grand scheme of things is not a huge amount of money, especially when you're talking about expensive services. But $36,000 to pay for services like in-home care, assisted living, nursing home, and respite care. This benefit would be paid for by a new employee-paid payroll tax that begins in 2022. And according to the Associated Press, it would work out to about $24 a month for someone making $50,000 a year. To qualify for the benefit, you would have to work a certain number of hours per year and pay into the system for a minimum number of years. And then to cash in on the benefit, the Department of Social and Health Services would have to determine that you actually are in need of help with at least three daily living tasks. I should note, Kirsten, this tax is one of a number of taxes and tax increases that passed this session as part of the budget and other policy. The majority Democrats passed the tax package that funds the budget, which we were just talking about a minute ago, is over $800 million over the next 2 years.
Wow. All right. Well, lawmakers also approved Initiative 1000 in the waning hours of the session, bringing back affirmative action to the state. But we've heard your reporting this morning that there's already a challenge to that initiative.
Yes. Within about 12 hours of that passing, backers of the repeal effort, so opponents of affirmative action, filed this referendum with the Secretary of State's office. They now have 90 days to collect about 130,000 signatures to qualify the referendum for the November ballot. If they succeed in getting those signatures, the implementation of I-1000 will be delayed pending the outcome of the November election. Just a little historical context here. 20 years ago, Washington voters overwhelmingly passed I-200, which was a de facto ban on affirmative action. I-1000 seeks to essentially overturn or replace that. And now it looks like we may have another ballot fight over this issue 20 years later.
All right. Well, before we let you go, some key things that did not get approved this session.
Yeah, a long list of things. Mandatory sex education, the plastic bag ban, bans on what are called high-capacity magazines for firearms, and a ban on so-called assault weapons did not pass. The death penalty repeal bill got through the Senate, died in the House. The low-carbon fuel standard, which is something the governor had pushed for, a sweeping data privacy law, and this one was sort of the unusual bill of the year, the dwarf tossing ban. Apparently there's a competition that involves throwing little people. This was came to the attention of State Senator Mike Patton over in Spokane Valley, introduced a bill to ban the practice, but it did not pass.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live, as he does most Tuesdays at this time, on 88.5.